mom, your brother, your father to listen to this podcast. Me, I keep it fresh, fresh, fresh.
I come correct, and you're my swag so official, and I'm the ref. See, I be rocking Louis, so shorties wanna do me. Have all these haters feeling so underdressed. Huh. I see you mocking me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Lo and Behold podcast with me and Iniesto. We are back with another episode. And today we have a very amazing guest, a big name in Kenya. Somebody I'm sure you, the biggest and the baddest in the game. So I'm sure you've seen him on TV somewhere or somewhere. He's very famous here in Rongai.
On the line.
Yeah. So before I start, maybe Isaac.
Iniesta over here. We have a few questions for our boy. Let's introduce him. His name is Oga Bachelo.
Oga Bachelo, one and only.
The
boo of the bullet.
If you're single after this podcast, call me.
Amazing. So I think we can start. Have you ever been in trouble with the law? We're starting with very interesting questions. Have you ever been in trouble with the law here in Kenya?
If there's one thing I always avoid, is getting in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
One, I'm Nigerian.
I can be deported.
Even the deportation is not the problem. It's the money you pay.
International.
Once police sees you and say that you're in trouble, they see money. Yeah. So if you're smart enough, what you do is we avoid. We're going to that's to do with the law. We always make sure we have our books straight so that we don't cross the law.
Yeah.
Once you cross the law, there is no big problem that comes after. It's just the money you have to pay.
Yeah.
And trust me, it's no small money.
In Kenya, very...
It's everywhere. If you're a foreigner.
It's everywhere.
If you're a foreigner. If you're in Nigeria too and you mess up like that,
they
arrest you, you pay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like that. It's everywhere.
So you've never been in trouble with
the law? But have you been in an encounter with the...
I ran. I avoid.
Okay, but this is your opportunity. Before we continue, just tell us who you are. Who is Ebuka Henry?
Ebuka Henry is a young boy from Nigeria.
Fresh boy.
I am far from a Yahoo boy. I'm an entertainer. I write books. I love to entertain.
Oh yeah, he writes books.
Yes.
What's the book?
The first one we published. I've written a couple.
Faith.
Yeah, with Faith Chelangat. The one I do, it's called Femi Fatal.
Yeah.
That's my first published book, but I've written others, which are released on Amazon and Wattpad. But my first published was Femi Fatal.
Uh-huh.
That's one of our biggest book that we've ever produced. So I am an author. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm a model, former Mr. Nazarene.
Yeah. Hey.
What?
For 2 years, bro.
Mr. Nazarene.
Hey,
yeah.
Mad.
Yeah. So I also organize events. What else? I do a couple of things.
MC.
IMC. I have a book website for authors that they write and they earn money from it too.
Story that starts.
Yes. Yes.
So where can people buy your books?
Amazon, Wattpad, or there's a bookstore called Nuria. Nuria Bookstore.
Online.
Yeah. It's online. They have a physical shop in town, but it's also online too. NuriaBookstore.com. They'll get my books there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically what's that about me.
Amazing. So how did you come into Kenya?
I came to study. I came to study at.
You came to do what?
I came to study. So every other thing I'm doing right now, I discovered in Kenya.
Oh.
Yeah, through drama club. Drama.
But then you haven't said about drama.
Yeah, drama club really set me out. Everything I'm doing right now, I owe everything to drama club. Yeah. I think when I'm ready to give back to African as a whole, drama club will be my number one beneficiary.
Yeah.
Because it set me up in comedy, in modeling, acting,
Everything.
Everything, basically. Everything I'm earning from, I'm eating from right now. Drama Club drama did that. Club.
Amazing. I don't know but if you remember, but when I was in first year, Ebuka was the chairman of the drama club. And I went for auditions and I fumbled and I never went back.
Anyway, I think I've been told to come for drama club, bro. But hey, man,
it's could be over.
Comedy is hard.
Comedy is not a joke.
Comedy is not a joke.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so moving on. Have you ever had the word, or rather the food, jollof? Jollof. Jollof rice.
One of my favorite rice.
Ghana jollof or Nigerian jollof?
Definitely Nigerian jollof.
Nigerian jollof.
What is Ghana jollof?
Bro, me I don't even know this jollof thing.
You don't know jollof?
Is it pilau?
No, there is a, it's like, it's, yeah, yeah, you guys call it pilau. Yours is pilau. Yes. But yours is the substandard jollof.
If you see, that one I can agree.
If you see original jollof, I should take you guys. There's a place called Kitchenette in town. In Lavington area.
Yes.
Kitchenette.
They have woo! Amazing jollof.
Trust me. Okay. You guys enjoy.
Finger licking good.
Trust
so,
me.
Yeah, what is your favorite Kenyan location? I know you've been in Kenya for some time. What is your favorite Kenyan location?
Is it when, that's a good question. What now? Depends. It depends on what I'm doing at that time.
Okay.
I have three locations.
Okay, you can tell us the three.
You can always find me in a cinema. Okay. I am always in a cinema.
Uh-huh. Or, so you've watched Black Panther?
Not yet. I was in Kisumu for festivals.
My boy went home.
Okay. I was in Kisumu during the launch, so I was not able to watch. Mm-hmm. So my favorite places you find me is a cinema, mm-hmm. or a restaurant, or we are making money.
So those are three places. What is your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant, that would be, it's called Onion Do,
yeah.
Yeah, followed by CJ's.
And CJ's, yeah.
CJ's, then followed by Mawimbi.
Mawimbi, I've not been to Mawimbi.
Oh, you should try it. Crazy.
Okay, and where is your favorite place to make money?
We want to make
that's a good question. It depends. I would say a corporate gig is my favorite place to make money.
Yeah.
It's structured, the payment is direct and it's heavy. But the other places I go to make money is soft. It's good,
yeah.
But not as good as a corporate gig money.
Okay.
Yeah. True. But the other places have more fun. I'm always very flexible.
Okay.
But for the corporate gig, it's always very straightforward.
Yes.
I don't do much, but the money is big. But the other places I have a lot of fun, but the money is not as big.
It's big. Yeah. I get so corporate events.
Yeah. Okay. Corporate events.
I can say for me with that aspect that Ebuka has said. I think I love more structured, you know. For me, I play the drums. Hey, for those, guys, they love making out here in the music industry. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Moving on. Are you single?
Or what's your type?
Are you single?
Good.
Big Udesh. Big yes.
Good question. At the beginning of this podcast. Yeah. I told everybody my name is Ogabachelong.
Boo of the bullets.
So I think that answers my question. I'm single. That is single right now. I just got out of a 4-year relationship. So I'm outside right now.
With Nazari.
I'm outside right now.
It did end well.
It ended a beautiful relationship.
Oh. Okay. Can you rap or sing?
I've always considered myself a rapper.
You can rap.
But my rap, it comes once in a while. It's not that I cannot just stay here and start spitting bars.
Okay.
Probably if I get an instrumental to a song, then the flows come by chance. Yeah. My rap come by chance.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you rap in Nigerian.
No, no, English.
Which part are you, part of Nigeria are you from?
Igbo.
You're Igbo.
The eastern part. But I grew up in the west.
Okay.
So I speak both Igbo and Yoruba properly.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's nice. What can you leave the house without?
What can't you leave?
What can't you leave the house without?
That would be my wristwatch.
Your watch.
Apple Watch. I'm very time conscious. Because when I step off the house, I know I'm supposed to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things.
So if
you notice, every time, even when I come to Nazarene, I go to City Clock and I stand there.
Yeah.
I look around the school. Mm-hmm. Where do I need to be and at what time?
Okay.
So once I'm done with a task, I go back to to City Clock. Then I look, am I going to Jenigan next? Am I going to Grace Rose? Am I going to the admin building?
Okay.
So if I'm going to the admin building, I know where I'm supposed to be and how long it will take me. So if I forget anything in the house, I never ever forget my wristwatch.
Okay. Yes. So you can't leave the house without your watch. Okay. Yes. So time is money. Time is money. I'll buy a watch.
Masani Machache.
Masani Machache. You know what is Masani Machache?
Yes, yes. I've had that slang a lot of times.
What is your favorite type of car?
That would be a Mercedes Benz.
You're a Benz guy.
You're a Benz guy. I think Nigerians are Benz guys.
Okay.
We grew up.
G-Wagons.
Yeah. We grew up seeing it a lot. We grew up seeing our parents ride it a lot, and it's a sign of accomplishment back home. Once you have a Mercedes Benz.
Right.
Okay. What is your first show that you've ever done professionally?
My very first show.
Yeah.
I think that would be a corporate gig. It was a corporate. Funny enough, my first show was a corporate gig, and it backfired.
Backfired.
Wow. What happened?
Yeah, I was new. It was new for me. Everybody. Fresh. I've always known. I was funny to my friends.
Yeah.
So I thought it was the same.
Comedy.
When I went on stage. So I went on stage thinking, it's me. I did all the time. I didn't prepare. I just went there knowing that it's me. I just go there and I'll charm my way out. Hey, no. Backfired from the beginning to the end. I didn't even get paid.
What?
Yeah, they told me, hey, this was a bad show, so no payment. So yeah,
my sorry first show, about that. I learned that.
Hey, I need to put in the work. I need to write. I need to think properly. I need to I need to understand the audience I'm going to before going to perform.
Fact.
So from there, I picked up my shoes. Then and I never looked back.
Okay. Yeah. And we can all agree that Ebuka has put in the work,
considering
what is happening in his life right now. Okay,
it's
so
a movie. It's a journey.
It's a journey.
It's a journey. Very big journey.
Okay, so I wanted to ask, do you know about the halo effect?
The halo effect.
Halo effect.
No, this is my first time hearing about it.
What's a halo, bro? Bro, you always come up with these things, man.
The halo effect. You know, angels in cartoons usually have a halo.
Yeah.
So the halo effect is where people usually treat people who are good or beautiful. Or handsome more special than other people who might be ugly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, for example, even in some organizations, I was reading a book and they found out that some people are paid. I mean, rather, handsome people or beautiful people get more pay than average people looking.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
It also happens in the comedy industry too. The better you look, that's why if when I'm stepping on stage, I'm always in a suit.
The Ebuka is always dapper.
Yeah. The fresher you look or the dapper you look, your price goes up.
Yeah.
People respect you more. People like, hey, this guy's looking clean and sharp.
Yeah.
They don't come to your side with bullshit.
Yeah.
They come to talk to you. Hey, sorry, what's your price? Once you tell them like, okay, I charge 100k, they're like, oh, okay, it looks
they
like
can
100k.
Agree. Yeah.
But
yeah,
if you look anyhow, average looking, even though you're really funny,
yeah,
they won't give you that money.
Won't.
Yeah, I think it happens everywhere.
It's called the halo effect. What else? I think you've answered all the questions.
Oh wait,
yes. Okay.
There's another one here. Who's your favorite celebrity in Kenya and outside?
Kenya and outside.
My favorite celebrity in Kenya.
Preferably maybe like comedy-wise.
Comedy-wise, that would be MC Jesse.
Funny
enough, I have not interacted with him like that.
Okay.
But I've always respected his craft.
Yeah.
The guy is natural.
He's natural.
He's funny.
Yeah.
That's the only comedian in Kenya that makes me laugh.
Okay.
It's very hard to make a creative laugh.
Yeah.
MC Jesse gets me. Like, he's natural, his actions, the way he moves his body, the way he chooses his content, makes me really happy.
MC Jesse. And outside,
that would be Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart fan.
A big fan.
Dave Chappelle?
Not really.
Dave
Chappelle is too raw for me. I'm someone that watch people's emotions. I might have a truth about you, but if I know that the truth will hurt you badly, I would say it in a nice way. I'll put it out to you very nice and soft.
You're an empath.
Yeah. So the Dave Chappelle does not do that. He gives it to it raw. Kevin Hart will tell you something, but he tell you a comical way. So I think I relate more with Kevin Hart, and I like his hustle. Kevin Hart is an actor, he's an author, he writes books, he does business.
Yeah.
Like, I relate
everything
with him.
Now,
yeah,
like,
I relate with him on that also.
Yeah. So that's, is that how you want to be?
Definitely. That's what I aspire to be.
Selling out stadiums and stuff.
That's the goal. I'm looking at it right now. Right now, I'm still chilling.
Okay. What happens if you get an opportunity to like go abroad? Apart from,
are you planning on settling?
Funny enough, the opportunity to go abroad, I've always had that opportunity, but I'm someone that resonates with Africa a lot.
Yeah.
Africa is me. I love Africa.
I've seen.
Let's come here. Going abroad to perform, not a problem.
Oh, that's,
but going to stay there, I don't think I'll be comfortable.
Yeah.
I can go there, perform, get the money, and come back. Africa is where I resonate with. Like, I wake
Africa.
Up, I'm free, I'm contented, I'm happy, I'm with my people.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
But going abroad is not a problem to perform or to spend a holiday like a week or
vacation,
two or three or a month. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
But going relocating there, if it happens, I'll be shocked. Well, I've gotten opportunities to go.
Yeah.
Like, even the main plan, my father's plan before, was I come to Kenya for like a year, then go abroad.
Okay.
Well, getting to Kenya, everything.
Yeah, everything happened.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
So this, I think I resonate with Africa more. I'm more of an African person. I want to stay in Africa.
I probably
live in Rwanda or settle in Kenya or Rwanda or any
Rwanda.
Country.
Why are you mentioning Rwanda?
Rwanda.
Yeah, Rwanda. Yeah. What I like. You understand?
Yeah.
So I think I resonate with Africa more. Big shout out to the Europe continent, but I think I resonate with Africa more.
I also love that. I think Africa is where it's at.
Yes.
Now, the last question for the first segment.
Okay.
Because you're Nigerian, there's this stereotype that people who come to Kenya are frauds. Do you have any friend
who Yahoo boys.
Do you know any Yahoo boys?
Just wash money.
And tell us any experience you have maybe.
Okay. One thing about me is I try to avoid even my country people. As much as possible. Why? It's not that I hate them or whatever, but we're in a foreign country. As I told you, I hate problem with the law.
Yeah.
So I don't know what your purpose in Kenya is.
Yeah.
My purpose in Kenya is straight. I'm an entertainer, I came to study.
Yes.
But I don't know what yours is.
Yeah.
So if I should relate with you, you might get me in trouble. They might pick me due to association.
If someone
sees me on Instagram with you,
by the way, Instagram.
Now I'm a public figure. If I take a photo with you and put it online, and you get into trouble for fraud or anything, I get implicated. So people think you've been sponsoring me.
Yeah.
So I avoid Nigerians, honestly.
Uh-huh.
Only if I know what your purpose is, then I interact with you. But before you see me chill with a Nigerian, it's very hard.
Okay.
Oh, so I cannot. So, I avoid. If I'm with a Nigerian,
so
that means
you understand. What you're saying is, like, it's hard for that relationship to be in play.
Yeah, it's.
You
hard.
Feel that,
bro. Liam, I live places. I always place. Even one of
what's
the
meaning of shy or
shy? Have fun.
Have fun.
Yeah, live life.
For real?
Yes.
And chop breakfast.
Chop breakfast. Chop breakfast meaning in the morning you eat breakfast.
Yeah.
And chop breakfast, what he meant in the song was heartbreak.
Heartbreak. Hey, everybody is going to go through a heartbreak.
Everybody. I don't care who you are. Bad boy or not.
Okay.
Artists. Burna Boy or Wizkid?
Wizkid!
Okay,
Staff
okay.
Boy! Hey, that's my idol.
Okay.
I worship that guy basically.
Yeah.
God forgive me. Yeah, but that guy.
That dog will strike you now.
That guy.
Why? What makes him appeal to you?
His creative space is crazy.
Mm.
The way he does things, he knows everything is possible.
Yeah.
Whiskey does not, because I'm African, does not mean I cannot do this. Yesterday, he sold out Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden?
The very first African to do that. Even people, the likes of Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj, and
they've never tried it. Wow.
Nigerians, Whiskey, we are not boxed by the norms.
Yeah.
We break the norms.
Okay.
So yeah, I resonate with that. I like people who challenge themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you challenge yourself, damn, I study you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I don't owe because no Nigerian has ever done this.
Go getter.
I go get it.
Nigerians are very aggressive.
We're very aggressive. Very aggressive.
Amazing. Yeah. So I think that's a good place to end the
But
first
that's for
session.
A guy though.
But that's
what
for
about the ladies? Thames.
Oh, for the ladies.
Give me a little
energy. Yeah.
I think for the ladies that would be Tiwa Savage. I like music.
Yeah.
I don't have anything that inspires me from them, but I like their music. I like the way how sexy they look and stuff.
Okay. I think that's a good place to end the first segment. So please, if you're listening to us, remember to share the podcast with your friends. Send us a voice message in the link down below. Thank you. So let's go to the next session.
The Lo and Behold podcast is a new podcast where we talk and share about legal and everything about life. Let's go.
Okay, welcome back, guys. We're here again with Oga Bachelor, Boo of the Bullets.
One and only.
Oga, the man, the heavy master, the man with the money.
The Ugandan thing.
Shayo.
So anyway, we're now getting into the serious segment of the show,
the
comedy industry. Oga, what do you think of the creative industry in Kenya?
Wow, oh, very big question. Number one, the creative industry in Kenya is growing.
It's growing.
It's growing.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Growth over anything else.
Yeah.
It's growing. One, you cannot compare Kenyan industry to any other industry right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to compare it to Nigeria, Nigeria is far ahead.
Yeah.
Because we started long time ago.
Long.
And the another thing with the creative industry here is you guys are not willing to take the risk.
For real?
Yeah.
Kenyans are not willing to take the risk.
I don't know about the other department in Kenya, but the creative industry are not risk takers.
Mm.
Understand? They like playing safe.
They play safe.
Yeah. You see the way, for the example I gave before, Wizkid sold out MSG.
Yeah.
But that was a big risk.
That's a big risk.
Understand?
Yes.
The very first time Wizkid stepped out, it sold out, there's something we call the O2 Arena.
Okay.
Yeah, the biggest for any African artist. Now it's a child's play.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's risk. Everybody is trying to play safe. Oh, let us wait for somebody to do this.
Somebody to
before.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention names.
But I have a different opinion because Eric Omondi, I don't think he is taking risks.
No, Eric Omondi is an internet sensation.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
It's just for clout, or it's
an internet sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Omondi does it for
the views and
for
likes,
the vibes. Yeah. Eric Omondi is funny.
Okay.
He's a natural. He's good.
Yeah.
You understand? But when it comes to stacks,
yeah,
you cannot compare Eric Omondi with any Nigerian comedian.
Okay.
When it comes to stacked paper, like now,
how
much are you worth?
Yes.
Physically, materially, whatever. What are you worth? You cannot compare any Kenyan artist.
You guys have
more fame.
Yes.
You guys are good with. You guys enjoy fame
more than
stacks.
Ah,
hey, bro, that's
stack
true.
Up.
You stack up, but we have a lot of people and they're struggling.
Everybody's struggling.
Why you find when somebody's famous, bro, and Kumbe they're struggling.
Bro, I'm in industry. I can tell you for a fact.
Yeah.
People are on depression. People are. We have a group where everybody goes, oh, please help me. Oh, do this.
What?
But they have the name. If you go to their Instagram, verified. But things are going down behind closed doors.
Mm.
So you guys work more on clout chasing, fame. But now there's no return. There's no return value. Where you guys will start growing is when your fame is equivalent to your return value.
Yes.
Now you see there's growth now.
Yeah.
Nigeria, our artists. Have see Wizkid now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One of the richest in the world.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
You're seeing the work he's putting in, you're seeing the money.
Mm.
But there's no point having all this fame.
And there's no
and you're
money.
Hungry.
Money not the
I'm
thing, man.
Getting it.
Money
I've never
not the
seen
thing.
It in that
you're getting
sense.
The point.
Getting
for example,
point.
Now there was a show I was called for. They're like, Oga, we need you to come and MC this show. I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
Like, what's your rate? I'm like, for this show, blah 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 blah, give me 100,000.
But is it because the people like in the corporate spaces are not willing to give
the money out or support?
The artists themselves have not given themselves value. Once you don't know your value,
The corporate world will not know your value.
Yeah.
They won't pay for value.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
You need to tell them this is my risk. This I have to stand by it. It's hard, but you have to.
Yeah.
Because when I told the 100k, they're like 100k. Kwani weni nani? Ah, tapigia who you see musai? Alichukua 30. Life and death. Alipigia who you see and alichukua 30. And then this is a big name in industry.
So people are not don't have value.
So everybody's what the creative industry is doing right now, they're getting paid to eat today. They don't care about tomorrow.
Hey,
you get
it's true.
I can't get baked peanuts for long.
You see?
Imagine
everybody's trying to eat today for now. But nobody's looking at what happens next week. Yes. Corona period really showed people wonders.
That's when I think Omosh, somebody who has been on TV for years, was asking for money from people.
Mm. People saw wonders. It was crazy.
Anyway.
So I think once the creative industry in Kenya gets to understand their value.
Yes.
So now
we are talented people, honestly.
We are talented.
But you guys don't know your value.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenyans, we need to work on that.
This is why we have a problem with Kenyan music as well. So also another
same thing. Yes, we'd also love to hear your thoughts on the creative industry. Please tell us. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and all of. Tell us what you think. So the next question I'd like to ask Ebuka is, what challenges have you faced personally as a creative, upcoming creative? I don't know. In terms of maybe shows. What's one of the main challenges you've had?
I think one of
I guess what I think it's all about the money thing, bro.
The money.
People are not willing. Me, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm
saying. There's also the part of the finances, because you don't call me for a show. I'm putting that's what I mean. I perform based on how you pay. If you pay me 100,000, I give you 100,000. If you pay me 50,000, I give you a 50,000 show. You give me 20,000, I give you 20,000 show. You give me 10,000, I give you 10,000 shillings. Sure.
Okay.
So now that's one of the challenges.
Hey.
Figures in the creative industry.
We have paid 2,000 for this show.
It's from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the challenges, because you cannot see for the creative industry is crazy. Understand? Because everybody is trying to put their work out there, and there are too many creatives. Most people do not understand their craft. One of the challenges you face is you need to understand what your brand is about. If you ask what most of the creators, what's your brand about? I find a TikTok. I'm not asking you if you're doing TikTok, but I say, what is your brand about?
Your brand.
What do you represent?
Mm.
You don't work. I think one of the issues we face in this industry is everybody wants to work with everybody. But when you understand your brand, you know that me as a brand now, I cannot work with this so and so brand. You understand?
Yes.
I know that my brand revolves
like
around
a niche.
Yes,
you know your niche. Yeah.
But now every creative wants to. I'm here tomorrow. I'm here. I'm selling plot of land tomorrow. I'm selling a makeup brand tomorrow. I'm selling condoms tomorrow. I'm selling. You're all over the place, so your value drops.
Yes.
Okay.
You understand?
So, the challenge is people don't know their.
Nobody
their
knows.
Niche.
Everybody's trying out everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
well,
you need to know that if you're a comedian, you're a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an online creator, you're an online creator. If you're a musician, you're a musician.
If you're a podcaster,
And you need to know what, like now, you as Melvin, what does your brand involve? Like, if somebody is to say, tell me about Melvin. Mm. Oh, Melvin is a lawyer. He does this and this. He stands for this and this and this and this. But now, that's one thing you cannot see in the industry. Everybody's trying to survive, basically. I understand them, but everybody's trying to survive. So you're eating here, but you're confusing the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree. But we have seen a lot of this. Like, you can say that Kenyans, in generally speaking, of course, that some people are everywhere. They're just picking everything so that, like he said, you eat today and then tomorrow, like
you don't think about tomorrow. Yeah, then you're back on the street.
And I think as creatives, we need to think about tomorrow.
See, there was over one time this guy trended. This Kengetun guys.
They
trended for, he was going to buy something on the road. In the streets.
I remember he was the guy from Reckless.
And he had over a million views on YouTube with hit songs, but still. He's still walking on the road to go and buy food. You cannot. I can count how many Nigerian celebrities I've seen. And funny enough, I didn't see them in Nigeria. I saw them in Kenya.
In Kenya, yeah.
You saw them in Kenya.
To show you how hard it is to see a celebrity. Them.
So people don't understand.
They don't understand showbiz. They don't understand what being a celebrity entails.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're not getting paid for the exact value. Mm-hmm. Because if Reckless was paid enough money, let's say for example, he charges 200k per show.
Yeah.
You see him on the road, you have somebody you will send to.
And he was wearing the same outfit.
Like he uses the same video. You understand?
Yeah.
Because
if
you're paid enough,
you're able
to distribute the money.
Yeah.
You're going to have a stylist. You're going to have someone that takes care of your food. That's what I'm talking about. In Nigeria, I don't see our
quality.
I can't count the celebrity I've seen, but in Kenya, I've met them because they came for a show,
which I'm
hosting.
Yeah.
You understand? But Kenyan celebrities, I see them even at my back door. I see them on the road. I go to a mall, I find celebrities there.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes. I think I get what you're saying.
Like now, for example, you find me on the road. Yes, because I am still growing.
Yeah.
I've not gotten to that level yet.
Yes.
You understand? There's a level I'll get to now, you won't even see me.
Mm.
I'm more proud to Karen or Ruiru or Ruaka or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? But that can only happen when you know your value.
When you know your value and you've made enough money for
okay.
to test your value.
So I think in relation to all of this, what do you think should be done?
First of all, you need to know your value and you need to stick with your value. You need to know what your brand brings on board.
Mm-hmm. So understand your craft.
Understand your craft. Brand. Understand your brand.
Okay.
Very important. Once you know that, once you get now the fan base now,
yes.
you're able to...
But then how did you develop your own fan base?
When I started out, I used to do comedy one. And from every event I go to, I get 2, 3, 4, 5 followers.
Yeah.
Then kept on piling. Then I used to do. I've collaborated with a lot of online creators.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a shot with Cartoon, with Diana Daisy, Naomi
Korea. Yeah, yeah.
So I've had a lot of engagement with them. And once you do such engagements, you exchange
content
yeah. followers. I get followers. Every time I engage with Cartoon, I get followers on the end.
Yeah.
My followers probably get to know from Nigeria. So there's that.
So collaboration is also key.
Yeah,
key.
Very key.
Okay.
Very key.
Yeah, what is the best show you've ever done, bro? Like,
a show that you know you killed.
You killed it! Oh, yeah. Oh, killed on stage.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that would be my debut for Churchill. 2019 December.
Yeah, I remember. It was on a 31st night?
Yes, 31st night.
Yeah.
That was my best show.
I've watched it.
It remains one of my best shows ever.
Yeah.
That was my debut because I've been waiting for that stage I was auditioning for that stage for more than 3 years.
Mm.
And I got it since 2016. I was auditioning. Then one of the creative directors came to adjudicate Drama Festival's Nationals, which I won.
Hey,
they found you.
Like, hey, come for auditions this day. Then I went there, like, sir, you don't need to. Then when I even got there, the second in command is one of the creative directors for Chipukizi.
Yeah.
Like, I used to do Chipukizi's show almost every Friday. Like, you bro, hey.
The Chipukizi Comedy Club.
That one.
Chipukizi is like one of the people I also look up to.
Yeah, it's like, you pick up your best 5 jokes and bring it on that day.
Yeah.
So I went with a material that has been tested and tested.
Yeah.
So when I was on stage, people were like, hey,
Nani. Nani. Meiva Bana.
I murdered that show.
You murdered it.
See, today everybody remembers that show.
Yeah, I think it's on YouTube. If you want to watch it,
yeah,
Ebuka Henry.
Speaking of Churchill, you've been on Churchill for how long now?
2019,
four years now.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. How is it?
How was the experience?
For us, we only see him on TV, bro. Yeah. And you're like, hey, bro.
I think I met Churchill when I was in primary.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the school. In the school I was in, we had something, and then he came. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine? I asked him for an autograph, and he signed my maths paper, my homework at the back. That's the only time I think I related with him.
Churchill is like that. That's one of the most humble person you ever met.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm not saying it because he's my boss. I'm saying it because it's factual.
Yeah, bro.
Churchill.
Bro, me, I've never seen any drama from
him. Quiet. You can never.
He doesn't have any drama.
There's no drama.
You can never get drama from him.
Yeah.
You can never get drama. Very, very calm, very relaxed.
Yeah.
So my working relationship with him is very, very... It's both out of respect. I respect that I'm Nigerian and I own my craft.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect him because he's one of the best to do this.
Yeah.
He has done it. He has asserted his dominance
for that long.
That
is
big.
And I think one of the things I like about him is given a lot of young people platforms.
Oh,
platforms.
Yes.
Because the only time I knew Eric Omondi was Churchill.
True.
Churchill
True.
Show on Sunday.
On Sunday.
As soon as I climbed the stage, my price went up.
Yeah.
For real.
Changes your price. I don't care who you are, where you are, where you're from. Once you step on that stage,
you
have a video to prove that you are on that stage. You're right at stage. I don't know.
Change the price went up.
Yeah, price went up. Respect came. I got a lot of respect. People started looking up to me. Nazarene, maybe my person Nazarene changed. I know when I was doing events here, I used to give him peanuts. After that show, I came
Nazarene!
And he was like, to change price, so my price changed all around that.
Okay.
The respect was there, now they know that, woo! Now this is a real deal.
Crazy, man.
Amazing.
Mob loved Churchill and all the people doing their craft, man.
Yeah, Professor Hamo was here recently.
Yeah,
big shout out to them also. Everyone.
So, what does Oga Bachelor look like 5 years from now?
That's big. Oga Bachelor 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Hey, I honestly do not know where God is taking me, honestly. I will not say it because me, this far I've come, hey, as much as on the outside, it looks as if I'm the one doing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, God has.
God is a good, I serve a living God.
God has honestly.
Olua, is it Olua?
Olua, yeah.
Olua.
God has honestly, big time. I'm not even lying to you. Yeah. I am a
living testimony.
Living miracle.
Miracle.
Hey, because trust me, I have been through. I will not say hell and back, but damn, something close to that. When I came here, things went south or southwards with my finances from back home and stuff.
Yeah.
So I actually suffered in Kenya, like big time. I used to eat from. See now, in the cafeteria, I wait for my friends to finish eating, so then the remnant of the food is what I finish.
No way!
I swear. No way. All my group of friends, they go eat. I just stay in the hostel like this.
Yeah.
It's a double bunk. We go to eat. I go with my spoon. They eat. I take a spoon from here. And like I used to have friends that used to
humble beginnings,
like host me in their houses and stuff and whatever. I used to contribute money. They give me, okay, take 200 grand, buy soda and bread. I eat that soda and bread for like a week, 1 liter of soda and a full bread. That's 50 bread for a week.
It's
so me being who I am today somebody told me that I would survive that and be who I am today right now in Nazarene, like one of the most respected biggest, I would say it's a lie. I just put my work and my craft, and God just does his thing.
Yeah.
So I cannot. That's why people ask me, well, if I don't, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows tomorrow. I might even die tomorrow. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
So with the way you're going and God, I'm sure you'll be
by God's
bigger. Please, when you get bigger in 5 years,
remember us, the podcast.
You guys will be big podcasters by then. This is a humble beginning.
Amen, amen.
So I'll be able to tell your story too.
We shot our whatever on this thing.
No equipment, no nothing. But yeah. Okay, yes. I meant to that. So you are very versatile. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Inspiration? Yeah. Hunger.
I remember the days,
I was in an interview a week ago. They asked me, is it passion or hard work that keeps you in the game? I'm like, no, it's the checkbook. that's the truth.
The bills.
That's the truth.
The bills. Okay.
The suffering I went through those 2-3 years has kept me.
It's enough motivation
for me.
Yeah.
I would not lie to you. There's passion or hard work. Yes, I do that, but. If the check stops coming and I see another career that pays better, I switch.
Okay.
I won't even lie to you.
Okay.
So I think I will not say passion or whatever. Mm. I'll say it's the check that keeps coming. The bigger the check, the comfortable my lifestyle is, the harder I work.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. So you have a great platform. You have followers on social media. Yes. You have this cloud. How are you using? We just want to know, how are you using that platform to inspire others? Is there people you're mentoring at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. As I've just said about my story right now, a lot of people that come to me, oh, God, we want to become like you in one day. I'm like, it's not possible.
In one day?
It's not possible.
Mentor us. We want to be the next comedian. We want to be the next MC, whatever. Even they did mention to me that I am leaving a huge gap because ever since I started hosting the show in Nazarene, every time I have not hosted, for two councils that tried to do away with me, like, we don't want to go, we'll do it ourselves.
Fire!
They called me back. I've served every council since I joined this university.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I've served every council in every capacity that I have done. So that means I have put a lot of work into it.
Mm-hmm.
So me mentoring people, mentoring is not the problem. Because this, I would say this generation wants everything quick.
Instant gratification.
It can't happen. It happened. They want to make money like me in one day. They want to be able to.
It's a journey.
Master ceremony in one day. No, I didn't learn it in one day. I also learned from somebody. When I came here, there was a boy that was in charge. It was called Dalu.
Okay.
Yes. I studied Dalu for like a year.
Yeah.
I studied, like, I literally studied this guy, all the events he did for a year.
Uh-huh.
Then an opportunity came. It was not, Dalu was not around for that event.
And you like, got your opportunity.
Step up. From that day, Dalu never got his position.
So that's, I think that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Like you learn the road. Yeah.
You have to be willing. Even the dean keeps saying, "Oh God, mentor someone, mentor. Mentor is not the point. I cannot come and force you. You have to show. You have to show zeal. You have
show
to show passion.
Interest.
Me, that before I got here, I showed interest in what Dalu was doing.
Yeah.
I learned from him.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. So when I learned from him, I was able now to adjust one or two things to fit my own brand.
Yeah.
So if you're not showing interest, nothing can happen.
Okay, you heard it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah,
you have to show interest.
Show interest.
Now I'm done with school now. Now Nazarena needs a MC, needs a comedian. Step up.
I'm here. I don't know if I can be one of
you
them.
You can. Everybody can do it. You have to learn.
You
have to learn.
Cool. Any upcoming show?
Yes. My biggest show in my career. The Laugh Festival.
December 10th.
I'll be representing Nigeria. I'll be going with the likes of Patrick Salvador.
That's a big
guys
name.
From the biggest comedian from South Africa. I can't remember her name. The biggest from Malawi, Zimbabwe, Uganda. Which other country is coming? I'll be representing Nigeria in that mix. MCJC will be representing Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest platform in Africa.
December 10th. How much are the tickets?
Tickets are 1,000 bob regular and VIP 2,500.
We shall pay.
Hey.
Another thing, yeah. Yes. They always say the lures signify the way the Nigerians live.
Their lifestyle.
You know that posh show off. Yeah.
Yes.
So I've been kinda told that I'm like that.
I've noticed that about Lewis. It's true.
Okay, so December 10th, get your tickets, come and support your boy Oga Bachelor.
Coming through.
If you're bullies.
Daddy got you.
Okay, amazing. So where can people get you? What are your socials?
My social media, Oga_Bachelor. Instagram, Twitter, Oga Bachelor. TikTok, Oga Bachelor. Facebook, Ebuka Henry. That was when I was innocent. I was mama's boy. So Ebuka Henry still remains that. On every other place, Oga Bachelor. Yeah.
Okay, any last word as we finish the podcast?
Yes.
This was a very interesting one to record.
Yeah.
It was pure vibes.
Pure energy. So before I go, if
any words of encouragement,
I don't think anybody needs any word of encouragement. If you want it, you go get it.
You go get it.
Yeah. I can advise you all. I can advise you. If you don't want it, you won't do anything about it.
Yeah.
If it really means to you, if you want to change your family's story,
mm-hmm.
if you want to change your family's history,
go get it.
You go get it. But if you think you're comfortable with how your family looks like or how your father is or you're fine with your financial status,
relax.
Stay like that. But if you want to change your life, go get it.
Amazing.
That's all.
Amazing. You heard it from him. Isaac.
Thank you so much, Oga Bachelor.
Welcome,
Ebuka.
Sir.
For coming over.
We're really honored, by the way.
We have paid money. Don't think we've not paid.
You guys are serious. I've seen you guys put in the work too. For you to come and for me to honor your invitation, then
yeah.
I've seen what you guys have been doing.
Thank you, man. And also, big shout out to our fans because we are nothing without them.
Yeah,
they've really been supporting us.
True.
Okay, so me, as we finish, I'll just say, like Ebuka, I'm reading a book. It's called Be Obsessed or Be Average.
Oof.
And you'll be remembered by obsession.
Yes.
Peace.
Let's go.
This is the Lo and Behold podcast. May the Lo be with you.